is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, head to nature.com/nature/podcast.
A Nature paper is coming out this week that describes a new dinosaur called Hauschka-raptor esculeae, which has some features that might be considered a little odd. This fossil had a rather interesting life, or perhaps that should be a rather interesting life after death. Initially, these bones were poached from Mongolia and kept in private collections before being transferred to the Royal Belgian Institute of Natural Sciences in 2015. This is where the find is currently being studied before it's finally returned to Mongolia in the future. The fossil is believed to be over 71 million years old, which makes it from the late Cretaceous period. However, because it wasn't excavated properly, or officially, the exact location of where this dinosaur was found is unknown.
We suspect that it lived in an environment that is probably a semi-arid environment with other kind of dinosaurs. For example, the famous Velociraptor is from the same locality.
This is Andrea Cau from the University of Bologna in Italy, who's led the new research on this dino. Hauschka-raptor esculeae is a member of a group called the Maniraptora. Among the Maniraptora are lots of subgroups of bird-like dinosaurs, including the Velociraptor, as well as birds themselves. According to Andrea, Maniraptoran dinosaurs look a bit different to the classic dino that you may have seen in a certain Hollywood movie.
We know that they were completely feathered, and so they were very bird-like in their physical appearance. Hauschka-raptor is unexpected because it combines features from different groups of Maniraptorans, and this is one of the reasons we decided to use a novel analysis for interpreting this fossil.
This novel analysis required some incredibly powerful X-rays, because carefully piecing together a skeleton from its individual bones wasn't an option. And this was due to the minor inconvenience of the fossil being mostly encased in a block of orangey-red sandstone. While making most of the fossil inaccessible, this sedimentary slab did afford the team an unspoilt view of the past.
This is typical of the fossils from this locality. They are exquisitely preserved because probably they died during sandstorms that preserved perfectly the bodies. And most of the skeleton is still preserved in the natural and in the original position of the bones. And we suspect that a few bones were eventually damaged during the excavation of the fossil. But other bones not visible are still inside the sandstone block. They were digitally extracted using the synchrotron scanning.
The team used a synchrotron in the French city of Grenoble to bombard the sample with X-rays billions of times brighter than those used in hospitals. These rays pierced the sandstone and allowed the team to create a 3D reconstruction of the dinosaur skeleton. To me, the 2D version in the paper looks something like an ostrich with an extended tail. It's got two long legs and a rather elongated neck that's held vertically. What I didn't take into account was the scale bar, and rather than resembling an ostrich, Hauschka-raptor is actually about the size of a big duck. Turns out, though, that I was kind of on the right track thinking about birds, because Hauschka-raptor had a number of avian-like features, as Andrea explains.
The head is similar to a bird. It's quite duck-like. And even the neck is similar to a swan. But no other kind of dinosaurs show this particular neck. Another unexpected features are the strange proportions in the front limbs. And when we search it among living animals and fossil animals, those with the most similar proportions, we found that in aquatic animals we see similar proportions.
Because of these features, the researchers hypothesized that Hauschka-raptor is a new kind of semi-aquatic dinosaur. They suggest it would have walked about on land on its back limbs, but used its flipper-like forelimbs to move about on water. Its elongated, swan-like neck could have helped it forage for food or catch fish. Andrea told me that dinosaurs weren't generally very successful at adapting to marine environments, and there are very few examples of semi-aquatic species. This makes this new finding rather special.
We have other dinosaurs that were hypothesized to be semi-aquatic, but the reconstruction of these dinosaurs are usually considered more crocodile-like swimming style. This is the first time we have a dinosaur that they may have used the front limbs during the swimming.
While this dual-terrain dino is an interesting find, more fossils need to be unearthed to give us a better idea of how Hauschka-raptor moved, whether it swam like any modern birds, and where it fits on the evolutionary tree. In the meantime, the mere fact that this fossil has been found is quite exciting enough in itself for Andrea.
I was completely shocked the first time I saw this fossil, because it's completely unexpected. But at the same time, it's from an area well known in dinosaur paleontology, and we usually assume that the most unexpected dinosaurs will be discovered in areas like Antarctica or South Africa that have not been particularly excavated. The discovery of this completely unexpected dinosaur in Mongolia is unexpected itself, because we expected to have found all groups of dinosaurs from Mongolia.
That was Andrea Kau there. You can read his paper over at nature.com/nature. If you're curious about what life is like in the synchrotron where the team scanned their dino, head over to youtube.com/nature video channel. Our short film, 24 Hours in a Synchrotron, shows how intense research life can be in a science facility that never sleeps.